بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are in Rabi al-Awwal, the month in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away. We know that for sure. And also the month in which he was probably born. There are several narrations about when he was born. That is not certain, because the date is not certain. When he was born, the date was not recorded. And because when he was born, he was, you know, it was just another child that was born in Makkah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that date had been important from a religious perspective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have preserved it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have told us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have prescribed specific things to do on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have prescribed maybe some form of prayer, some form of salah, maybe some ritual, maybe doing something, and so on and so forth. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have prescribed, because the Rasul is not just a normal human being. The Rasul is the embodiment of our religion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the physical form of Islam, if I can put it like that. That doesn't mean we worship him. We do not worship him. But I'm saying that when you say Islam, who are you thinking of? You're thinking of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you say practice of Islam, whose practice are you looking at? You're looking at the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's not what I am telling you, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. And when we look at what is the practice of living Islam, we are looking at how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in every aspect of his own life. So therefore, his birth is the best possible thing that could have happened to all of humanity. It is something that we are absolutely incredibly happy about. There is no doubt about that. There is no doubt about the fact that Muslims are happy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. We are absolutely, incredibly, insanely happy about that. And we should be. But specifically remembering the day that he was born and so-called celebrating that day as a birthday, as a form of worship. Right? I'm not talking about just being happy on somebody's birthday, maybe giving that person a gift, cutting a cake or a sheep, you know, depending on your culture. All of this is okay. This is just fun and games. We have some fun. We go home. But then our action is not ibadah. But when you do the same action with respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you are doing it as a matter of expression of your religious fervor, religious sincerity, as an expression of your religious dedication and devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you. Now, the basic fundamental principle for any of that is that any action which is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the expectation of reward is called ibadah. It's called worship. Whatever the action might be, maybe salah, maybe reading Quran, maybe dhikr, maybe feeding somebody, maybe doing some other action, hajj, umrah, right? Zakat, which is paying charity, fasting, sawm, everything which is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the expectation and hope that Allah will reward us for that is called ibadah. And the basic fundamental principle of the Sharia is that anything, any kind of ibadah is permissible only if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it or he ordered us to do it. Other than that, it is not permissible. It is something which is prohibited. So if somebody does an action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention that Allah should be pleased with him or her, and this action is done with the expectation of reward, but it is not an action that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam either did nor did he ask us to do it, then this becomes what is called bidah, which becomes an introduction into the religion. It is something that we have started, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not do, and that becomes, instead of being rewardable, it becomes punishable. So as far as the celebration of the birthday as a birthday is concerned, there is no evidence for this. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not do it. He never did it in his whole life. The Khulafa Rashideen never did that during their entire period. The Sahaba never did that. And we have no authentic report of any of these people doing this. This practice was started the first time, which is recorded historically, is with the Fatimi dynasty in Egypt. One of the Fatimi kings started that, and he actually did a whole week of celebrations, which included one day each for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and the king himself. Each day, one day celebration. Now, this is the Fatimis were a Shia dynasty which ruled Egypt, and this is what they did. And that is where this whole issue of Milad and Mawlud and so on started. Now, please understand that just because the intention is good, just because we are, you know, for example, in Mawlid or Mawlud or Milad or whatever you want to call it, basically means birth. People, you know, sing Nasheed and Ashid, they sing Naat, beautiful poetry, subhanAllah, some of them are so beautiful. And in under normal circumstances, doing all that is not only permissible, it is commendable. To write a poem or to write a ghazal or something, to write a poem in praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to sing that, I mean, I'm not saying do it with all kinds of music and instruments and so on, but just to sing it vocally, to sing it, to recite it, and to feel good about that, to feel happy about that, to increase our love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to have that in our hearts, all of these are beautiful things. But if we make that into a practice which is done on a particular day, which we do on the 12th of Rabiul Awal and so on and so forth, without any evidence of this and knowing that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never did it, then this good action becomes a bad action. And this is the nature of all forms of bidat which start with a good intention. There's no bidat which starts with a bad intention. They all start with a good intention, but the intention alone is not sufficient. The intention is the fundamental thing. Without correct intention, the amal, the action is not accepted. But after the intention, the form and content, both the form of the amal, the way it is done, and the content, what is in it, both must also conform to the rules of the Sharia. If that doesn't happen, then it means that the action again will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahu alam, of course, Allah is the one to decide, but it could be something which attracts Allah's anger and punishment. So it is very important for us to remember this. The day we know for sure that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, which is the 12th of Rabiul Awal, which was the day of his passing away. Right? So, and that was known because people were, there were thousands, over 100,000 people who were witness to that, who prayed the Salatul Janazah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because, of course, by then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, you know, he was very well known. This was the Nabi of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this was something which was, you know, I mean, understandable. I mean, people, you could say, well, I mean, this is very much understandable. We know this is something which is accepted. And all that. So therefore, we say, well, you know, this is this is something that people remembered, but not so the day that he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was born. So sometimes you have to really think about this and say, well, when we are, and people are sort of, they say, well, you know, we are celebrating the birthday really, what are you celebrating? Are you celebrating the birthday, or are you celebrating the day he passed away? You know, which would be highly inappropriate to do. So really ask yourself this question. Now, you might say, well, you know, what is wrong with celebration? What is the best way of doing that? I will, inshallah, talk about that tomorrow. But just think about this today, which is that let us not do something which we have no evidence for, which, and when I say evidence, I mean, I'm sure there are people who will find you evidence and say, oh, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. Just ask yourself that question. The person you are quoting, is that person a Nabi of Allah? Is that person one of the Sahaba? Is that person one of the Khulafa Rashideen? And if that is not the case, safety lies in staying out of it. So please do not do that. Do not create, do not invent in the religion. Do not introduce things into the religion which were not there in the beginning. Because as Rasulullah ﷺ said, kullu bidatin dalala, kullu dalalatin finnar. So let us not fall into that trap. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.